Blog Talk Radio.
Hide me behind your cross in the shadows of the Almighty.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We're getting ready to go on a joyride, men and women out there. You know, God began to minister and deal with me in the middle of the week. Amen. And he began to show me something. Hallelujah. He showed me something in the spirit realm. Oh, Bashatasana. And everything that God shows and teaches us is in the spiritual and not the carnal. So tell yourself that everything that God has for me is in the spiritual and not in the carnal. You know, he began to show me on this week, amen, he began to minister to me about weapons. Hallelujah, God, weapons. And I want to go to 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter in the first verse. 2 Corinthians 10 and 1. You know, Paul said to the people, he said, "Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you," beseech means to advise, admonish, or warn. Paul said, "But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walk according to the flesh." Paul began to tell the listeners here that we don't walk after the flesh. Amen. Paul goes on to say, hallelujah, that his boldness comes from something that's different from the flesh. And hallelujah, God wants you to tap into the boldness of the Holy Spirit on the day. He says, as if we walk according to the flesh. And he said, "For if we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." Paul goes on to say, he says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal," God. He said, "The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal." But guess what they are, men and women of God? And the Bible says, "But mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds." Does anybody need on today some strongholds to be pulled down in your life? Does anybody need on today some strongholds to be suppressed? Does anybody need on today some afflictions to get behind me? Does anybody need for somebody to say, "Satan, get thee behind me"? You know, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God in the pulling down of the stronghold. What you're going through on a day is not a carnal thing. It's a weapon of the enemy. And how do you fight against the enemy? You fight through weapons. Well, somebody say, what is a weapon that can cast down the imagination? What is the weapon that can bring everything that's high against the knowledge of God into captivity and the obedience of Christ? What is the weapon? Somebody said on today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And how is that? How is it that no weapon formed shall prosper? Well, I'm going to take you by a right to Galatians. And Galatians says, but the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit. And if I want to take a pause right there, the Bible says, but the fruit. Somebody say, but God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in the pulling down of a stronghold. But God. Somebody say, all the hell that I'm going through. Somebody say, all of the midnight hour I'm going through. But God, oh, Bashata, Son of God. It was Christ on the cross. And he said, but God, I know that I'm going here to this cross. And I know I got to suffer for the sins of the world. And I know I'm faced up against some warfare. But somebody say, but God. But God. The weapons are spiritual. And they're mighty in the pulling down of the stronghold. Somebody ought to say, weapons of mass destruction. How was Christ able to defeat all the works of the enemy up on the cross? And somebody ought to say, it's called weapons of mass destruction. But the fruit, oh, Bashatasana, of the spirit is your weapon. Oh, somebody's looking for a weapon today. How do you fight against the works of the enemy? How do you fight against a thief? How do you fight against a robber? How do you fight against a rapist? A rapist of your mind, a rapist of your joy, a rapist of your peace. Somebody ought to say, it's the fruit of the Spirit. See, what God showed me earlier on this week is the way you fight with the enemy is through weapons of mass destruction. And what is that weapon? The Bible said, but God is the fruit of the Spirit. And it's the fruit of the Spirit that fights up against God. God said, tell my people, they can't do it on themselves. They can't do it all alone. You can't do it all by yourself. Somebody ought to get some fruit up under their belt. It's the fruit of God that turns your situation around. It's the fruit of God that makes the change. Oh, somebody ought to say, God, give me some fruit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Oh, it's a spiritual thing. It's not carnal. You can't fight against the enemy with an earthly mind, but you got to get some fruit. The Bible said that the fruit of the Spirit is love. And that's why love covers a multitude of sin. Somebody said in the Bible that the fruit of the Spirit is something called joy. Somebody said in the Bible that the fruit of the Spirit, help me, God minister, is called peace. Somebody said the fruit of the Spirit is called long suffering. See, what you got to understand is that I can't even preach this word without the help from God. Oh, somebody else. Say that it is all long suffering. The long supper means to wait it out. If the devil can wait, you can wait longer. If the devil can stand, you can stand longer. If the enemy can go in the battle, you can go in the battle too. It's the fruit of the Spirit with all righteousness, all joy and love and peace. It's the fruit of the Spirit with meekness and goodness and temperance and kindness. Oh, you want to heap hot coals on top of their head. God said, don't go in, fight it in a swinging. But God said, to heap hot coals on top of their head. The meaner they are to you, the nicer you are to them, the more evil they are to you, the more you love of them. For it's all love. It's all knowing. Oh, come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. All those things you're going through. Hell and high water. You know, Peter was a man. He faced some high waters of his own when he wanted to walk on the water. And he took his eye off of Christ. The Bible said he began to sink. You don't have to sink on a day. You can swim. You don't have to drown on a day. You can get up and walk. You don't have to throw in the towel on a day. You can make it. You can make it. Oh, I said you can make it. It's through the fruit of the Spirit. And Peter was a man that faced opposition. And God said, the crow will crack three times and you'll deny me. But Peter was a man that he never gave up on God. Yes, I know I denied you, Christ, but I'm willing to try what they call the fruit of the Spirit. I'm willing to walk for love for you. You know, Peter was a man that had a second chance. God has given out second chances, a second chance for some life, a second chance for some joy, a second chance for some peace. We serve a God of second chances. We serve a God that promised he'd never leave you nor forsake you. We serve a God that's ready to heal all that you're going through. The fear of the In 1 Peter 4:8, above all things, have love amongst yourself. The love covers a multitude of sin. Psalm 43:4. Oh, come on, somebody. The psalmist said, I go to the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Up in the heart will I praise thee. Oh, God, my God, help me, God, on today. You got to put the word on it. Psalm 51:12, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Oh, come on, somebody, and uphold me with a free spirit. You got to put the word on your issue. You got to put it on there. You got to put it on it. You got to fight with the word. Oh, come on, somebody. Fight with love. Fight with joy. Fight with peace. Fight with hope. Oh, hallelujah, God. Psalms 126:5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Oh, somebody said joy is going to fight for me. The Bible said in Romans 15:13, now the God of hope fill you with all joy, peace and believing. Oh, come on, somebody. The God of hope may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Jude 1:24. You got to put the word on it. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. God told John, he said, put it in John. I want you to let him know, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world give, but as the Lord give it. So let your heart be troubled. Never be afraid. We're talking about the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in the pulling down of every stronghold, every issue in your mind. Oh, your mind. Oh, hallelujah, God. The enemy wants to take your mind and take your peace. The enemy wants to turn you into a raging, oh, psychotic. I can't make it. I'm ready to give up and blow up my brains. But somebody say, it's the fruit of the Spirit that's going to keep me. I'm going to stand with all long suffering. I'm going to stand with all long joy. The Bible said, when you've done all you can do, just stand there, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Oh, somebody say peace. The Bible said in Romans 8:6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Oh, come on, peace, and fight for us. Oh, how we need peace, and we need joy. Somebody said, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Oh, go ahead and magnify God. Somebody said, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Oh, you're going through some confusing times, but God said, I'm the God of all peace. Oh, hallelujah, God. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. The Bible says that some men count slackness, but God is long suffering, suffering to us that any man should not perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, come on, somebody. You need something else to fight for your situation. You tried it your way, and your way is not working. Oh, come on and depend on the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace and goodness, and meekness and kindness and temperance. It's ready to fight for you. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, come on. Somebody say, oh, my God, Jesus. Weapons of mass destruction. I got to wait on the Lord. The Bible said the long supper. That means wait on it. I said wait on the Lord. And God wants you to know today, unless you wait on him, he cannot justify you unless you walk in righteousness. And the Bible said, oh, hallelujah, that controversy will come between men. Deuteronomy 25:1, the controversy will come between men. means that there's some issues in it. That means that there's some opposition in it. That means that people are arguing. Folk will fight. Folk will be dismayed. One against another. Oh, marriages, relationships, mother and daughter. The Bible said that there'll be some controversy amongst men, and they'll come to the judgment that the judges might judge them, and they shall justify the righteousness and condemn the wicked. Oh, come on, somebody. You want something to fight for you. Walk in righteousness. You know, the judges, they were men and women that God had chosen to judge the issues between men and women, and they look for justification in the righteousness. Oh, it's the righteousness of God that'll fight for you. It was the righteousness that was on the cross. You gotta get your joy back on today. Oh, you gotta have some weapons of mass destruction. And somebody said that one of the fruit of the Spirit is called faith. Oh, there he is. Jesus told the woman, daughter, be of good comfort. That faith that made thee whole. It's the faith that God has that he gave to you. He said, if you have the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, oh, come on, somebody. You need a faith of grain of mustard seed. It's not a whole lot. It's the beginning of the end. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, I believe God for my situation. I'm going to believe God for my issue. Oh, it's the faith. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Oh, it's the faith that was found on the cross. Oh, come on, somebody. Weapons of mass destruction. How do I fight against the enemy? The enemy of division. The enemy of insanity. How do I fight against the enemy? The enemy of disease and pestilence. The enemy of famine. How do I fight against the enemy? Oh, somebody say, where are my weapons on today? My weapons of mass destruction. Oh, my God, Jesus. It's faith. Faith in God. Faith that he's able to deliver what he promised. Oh, come on, somebody. It was faith on the cross. The cross of Christ. Oh, God had faith that he was dying for the sins of the world. Oh, somebody ought to have faith. You need to work against the enemy. You need to go against the enemy. Have some faith. Have some belief. Oh, it was the faith down on that rugged cross. They whipped our God. They persecuted our God. They hung him up and they stretched him wide. They pierced his side. For you, he died. But he had some weapons. Weapons of non-carnality. Christ had some weapons up on the cross. Christ had faith on the cross. Christ had joy on the cross. He said, for the joy that was set before me. He endured the cross and demised the shame. Oh, he had some weapons. Weapons of mass destruction found on the cross. He had some joy. Oh, it was the joy of God that was sacrificed on the cross. He had some weapons down on the cross. One of the weapons was peace. Oh, it was the peace of God that passed all understanding of the cross. Somebody say, how can he do it on the cross? It was the peace of God that passed your carnal understanding. And a weapon was found on the cross. Somebody ought to say peace. Oh, it was the peace of God. Oh, come on, somebody. It was the joy of God found down on the cross. It was the love of God found down on the cross. This is why he was able to endure the cross, because of Jesus on the cross, even though they slaughtered our God, he still yet had the fruit of the Spirit on the cross. And this is how you fight the works of the enemy. If you're faced against some things in your life, all you got to do is think about, well, what did Jesus have on the cross? Jesus had all these things down on the cross fighting for him. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible said faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And somebody said the angels came and ministered. They ministered the word of God to Christ. He was able to endure the cross. Somebody said, we walk by faith and not by sight. When he was walking down to the cross, he didn't even see. He walked by faith, knowing he was dying for the sins of the world. Oh, somebody said, but let them ask in faith, not wavering. God was rooted and grounded, ready to die. He said, let this cup pass for me, but if not, let it be your will. Oh, he had faith that God was going to deliver. God was going to show up. He had faith. And the Bible said, when all these things got done performing on the cross, oh, Christ came and he ripped the temple. And 3 days, he split the veil right down the middle. Somebody needs to split some stuff in their life right down the middle. Look at your neighbor and say, put the veil on it. If you ain't got no neighbor in your midst, look in the mirror and tell yourself, I don't put the veil on it. And the Bible said that Christ conquered the cross. And the Bible said that Christ, he conquered the cross. Oh, and he went down and he preached 3 days to all the lost souls, all those that didn't know him. He preached deliverance, faith come by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. And the Bible said in Jude 1 and 20, but ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And somebody say, there is the answer to the mass destruction. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God in the pulling down of every stronghold. Go ahead and give God some praise wherever you are. Go ahead and give God glory wherever you are. Hey, listen, I've been your host, Pastor Alyssa Narvaez, and remember that you've always got something locked and loaded, ready to go. Oh, and that thing is called the fruit of the Spirit. Always remember that you do not have to go through that thing you're going through all alone, because you have the fruit of the Spirit that's fighting for you. You got faith, you got joy, you got peace, you got meekness, you got tenderness, you got kindness, you got long suffering, and almost of all, you have the cross. Hallelujah and bye bye.
can say.